Hi, my name is Scott Hunter, and I'm here today to talk about what's new in the .NET platform. First off, we've had awesome growth in .NET, up 61% since the last year. And what's even cooler is 40% of our .NET Core customers are brand new developers to the platform, which is what we want with .NET Core. We want to bring new people in. You can also look that we're an open source technology. You can see this continual growth of people working on .NET in the open source. Even cooler, I can show, in 2015, we actually measured how much GitHub activity we had in the .NET platform. If I then contrast that with 2016, you can see this explosion of growth after we open sourced .NET. The next thing I want to talk about is there's never been a better time to be a .NET developer. If you look, we've got this platform for building Windows applications, cross-platform services, and mobile applications. That's all done through the various .NETs that we have. We have .NET Framework for doing Windows applications, .NET Core for our cross-platform, and we have the Xamarin technology for building mobile applications. I'm going to drill into each of those and talk about what we're doing. So first off, let's drill into Windows. We just recently have shipped .NET Framework 4.6.2, and it starts a path of bringing some awesome new things to .NET. One of those is if you're a WPF developer, you can actually now move your applications across monitors and they'll change automatically. If you're an ASP.NET developer, we continue to go find ways to put hooks in so we can make it better. So we have async cache performance. And if you're a WinForms or WPF developer, one of the things we really want to do is enable you to actually take those apps and make them available in the Windows Store. And you might want to do that because it's a great way to distribute your applications. And so with Centennial, we have a bridge that lets you take any of your existing WinForm or WPF applications, you can package them up, put them into the store, and they're available. Now, why that's cool is the store is not just a public store. You can also have a private store for your company and put your applications in there and distribute them that way. Another awesome feature that we've just started showcasing is we have support for .NET applications running in Windows containers. So you can, if you want to hear about Docker and all of that stuff, now your existing full framework applications work great in containers, along with your .NET Core applications. The next thing I want to drill into is .NET Core, what we're doing there. So first off, our whole goal with .NET Core was to build an awesome cross-platform version of .NET across Windows, Mac, and Linux. The other thing is we want to be super fast. I want my technology to be so fast that it's you want to use it. And so we're 8 times faster than Node.js, 3 times faster than Go in some of these benchmarks. The next thing is the idea behind .NET Core was to be light. We want to make it where you only have the parts of your application, the parts of the framework that you need for your application. And the other cool thing is you can actually deploy the framework as part of the app. This means that you can go put a .NET Core application on any server and not have any risk of breaking any applications that are already on that server. That's one of the goals of .NET Core. And then finally, this is our totally open source runtime, compiler, languages, and tools version of .NET. And so it's all out in GitHub. You can check it out. You can even build it yourself. Let's talk about performance. This is showing a couple of the common web frameworks out there today. And you can see where ASP.NET Core lands in this, faster than Node.js, faster than Go, faster than all those known frameworks. And that's something we really worked on the last year or so, is making the platform super, super fast, and we'll continue to do that. There's actually a public benchmark called TechEmpower, and the results are now published. You can actually go to this URL and check out and see where ASP.NET Core lands in those benchmarks. And we're going to continue to get better there. So you continue to watch that benchmark over time, and you'll see us get faster and faster. The next cool thing is .NET Core 1.1 is available now. So we shipped our first RTM in June, and now in November we have shipped 1.1, and you can see we've got some new features, some new modules for ASP.NET, some response caching, better Azure integration. I'm really happy with some of the stuff we've done in EF Core. It's got retry logic now for talking to cloud databases, and we have the ability to do in-memory columns with SQL Server 2016. Also, as part of the Visual Studio 2017 RC release, it's the first release of Visual Studio 2017 that we've actually been able to put the .NET Core tooling in. So there's a preview of the .NET Core tooling in there, and you can also see that all of our .NET Core tooling is now built on MS Build, which was done in a way so we can actually make .NET Core interoperate very well with all your existing .NET. The next thing is .NET Core, because it's not part of Windows, we can ship it quite differently. So what we actually have now is we will ship every 2 months a bug release, and every 6 months we'll have a new feature release. And you can see right now that on my current, I've got 1.1. That's my new feature release. But I've also got long-term support for people that want to stay on the 1.0 for a longer period of time. You can stay on that 1.0 for up to 3 years, or you can move to the faster track, and you'll have to stay on the latest version of the faster track. So in 6 months from now, when 1.2 comes out, you'll have to move to that. And this is our new way of actually going faster with .NET and innovating faster. I want to talk about Xamarin just barely. We acquired Xamarin earlier this year, and it makes .NET much better because now you can actually build .NET applications on iOS and Android and macOS. And even cooler, we just announced that we have renamed Xamarin Studio to Visual Studio for Mac. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is .NET Standard Library. As we've talked today about .NET Framework, .NET Core, and Xamarin, we have these three different .NETs that run in different places. And I want to make it very easy for you to take .NET code and share it across all of those different frameworks. And so we're introducing something called .NET Standard. And the goal with .NET Standard is to basically have one library that you target your applications for. And by targeting your application to .NET Standard Library, it means that code is portable to .NET Framework, to .NET Core, or to Xamarin. So it's going to be very easy for you to take any of your .NET code and share it across all the .NETs. Main things here, learn one API, reuse your code, and easily consume third-party libraries. Also, as part of .NET Standard, we have .NET Standard 2 that will be coming out next year. When we first built .NET Core, a lot of folks said, hey, there's a bunch of missing APIs that I want to use. And so as part of making .NET Standard a thing, we're going to make it a bigger thing. And so you can see that we're going to bring all of XML, all of serialization, all of networking, all of I/O, and all threading and core back into .NET Standard. And the nice thing is .NET Standard is really not attached to .NET Core. It actually applies to all the .NETs, but it means you can share this code that uses all these APIs across all the platforms. And if you're a .NET Core customer today, you're going to be pretty happy because you're going to get a lot of APIs back that you might not have today. This is pretty cool. This is actually showing that you can take a .NET Framework application or a .NET Core application or a Xamarin app. They all talk to the standard library. And then underneath the cover, you can still use your existing things like your portable class libraries. Your existing libraries can all interoperate with this. So this is showing you how no matter what .NET you're in, you can all use the standard library and all your existing code. That's a quick introduction of what we're actually doing new in .NET this year. And please download it. Go to dot.net and check it out.